This next question is exceptionally important. Can we get together with our children for the first Seder or no gatherings at all? Can we have a single over who would otherwise be alone? Can we Zoom? So we spoke about Zoom already beforehand. So as some of you may have seen, the Vara Rabbanim just released a letter tonight, and there's going to be a follow-up letter from a group of doctors in our community begging the members of our community not to have any company over this Yom Tov. It goes without saying that one cannot have out-of-town company. And when I say cannot, I say this with incredible trepidation. It is halachically prohibited to have family members from outside of Baltimore come to Baltimore for Yom Tov. You are putting your own family and you are putting other families at risk. It doesn't make a difference if they're your children, if they're your parents, if they're your grandparents, if they're your siblings. We are sealing our borders for this Pesach because we have to, in order to, as they say, flatten the curve, prevent the spread of this disease, and not overwhelm our healthcare system. I am not usually an alarmist individual, but this is an absolute necessity. And if you see people who are ignoring this mandate, and they're having family from out of town, you have a halachic obligation to tell them that they are wrong. And they are actively putting other people in danger. And that is the highest form of rishus. That is the highest form of evil that a person could perpetrate. You know, you want to do something to yourself, that's your own business. But to put other people in harm's way is unacceptable. And no one has a right to do that. Furthermore, this Yom Tov, we must not get together even with our in-town family. And I know that this is a hard thing to hear. This is a very hard thing to hear. Because a lot of us, including myself, have in-town children, in-town married children, or we have parents in town. In order to go ahead and make sure that Chas v'Shalom, our community, does not become like what's happening in New York, so ultimately there's only one way, which is we have to take drastic measures. And that means not getting together for Pesach with family. And I know it sounds incredibly strong, and it might sound even to some like being a little bit too alarmist, but all you have to do is look in the news at what's happening. And Baruch Hashem, just so you should know, people think, oh, nothing's happening in Baltimore. Plenty is happening in Baltimore. And there are many people already within our own community who are already sick with this virus. And there are many people in our community who are already seriously sick with this virus. It's here and it's spreading. And so whatever we can do in our community to not go ahead and fuel that spread is a halachic obligation. And I will tell you, my friends, I'm sorry that this is just something that's very important to me. If you have out-of-town company for this Yom Tov, it's just as bad as eating chametz on Pesach. In fact, I would say it's worse than eating chametz on Pesach. Because if you just eat chametz on Pesach, that's between you and God. But if you bring in people from out of town, that's between you, God, your neighbors, and everyone else who comes in contact with your out-of-town company. None of us here tonight would ever dream, we would never dream of eating chametz on Pesach. Right? After all, if you were going to eat chametz on Pesach, there are better things you could do on a Sunday evening than spend on a Zoom chat with... Actually, in Baltimore, there's actually nothing better to do tonight than be on this Zoom chat, to be very honest. No one would dream about eating chametz. No one would dream about eating chametz. So if you wouldn't dream about eating chametz, how can you do something that's going to put other people at risk? Now, are there situations that come up, like people who have elderly parents that are alone? Yes. And for those, I would urge you to reach out to your own rabbi. Reach out to your rav and ask how things should be done. Or again, reach out also to medical professionals. How should this be done? Should it be done? You know, I know what is, I will tell you that what is foremost on my mind, and this is, I'm going to get to this in a little bit, but what's foremost on my mind is the incredible pain personally I feel of knowing that there are people who are going to be alone this Pesach. There are going to be people, and people who I care about very much, and people who are often at my Shabbos table, and my Yom Tov table, who are going to be alone for this Pesach. They're going to be alone for the starim. They're going to be alone for meals. And that is heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. And something all of us have to think about as to how to ameliorate and how to lessen the loneliness that so many are currently undergoing. but it is better to be lonely for one Pesach and live than to be together with all of your friends in Chas V'Shalom contract a virus that could kill you. It's very simple mathematics. Better to give up companionship and beautiful Sedarim with a lot of people for one Pesach and live to see the next one than to go ahead and be flippant with the health standards that our community has taken upon ourselves and Chas V'Shalom to put yourself and others at risk. So can we get together with our children for the first Seder? No gatherings at all. I would tell you again, no gatherings. No gatherings. This is going to be a different kind of Pesach for all of us. I would urge people to limit their Pesach Sedarim to the people who live with you under your own roof. If they don't live with you, they should not be with you. No matter how close you are, no matter how much you love them, we all love our Mishpacha. If they don't live with you, they shouldn't be with you. Again, are there exceptions to this rule? I am sure there are some exceptions, especially when it comes to the elderly, frail, and infirmed. But I would urge you then to ask. I think you have to ask a halachic shayla, and first you have to ask a medical shayla, and then a halachic shayla about that. But barring some acute health need, we urge families to be with your nuclear family. Whoever you live with under the same roof, those are the people you should spend